Hello and welcome to episode 21 of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo. My name is BJ Fox. And this is...
Dama Ishii Terumi desu! Gaishike Urawaza Eigo episode 21 へようこそ! Kia mo yoroshiku onegaishimasu!
So, Terumi.
Yes.
So far, we have looked at lots of different urawazas. Specifically in different ways to interact, to talk to your colleagues. You know, we've looked at how to give your opinion when you're not too confident.
自信がない時にどのようにそれでも意見を言うか。
And that was?
Just thinking out loud there.
Perfect.
Yeah, just throwing it out there.
Throwing it out there, yeah.
それもよね。そう、2つセットで覚えました。
And how to criticize safely when you hear a bad idea.
うわ、同僚の悪い意見をね、真正面から否定すると感じ悪いので、どういった前置きを置くといいのかということもやりましたね。
And that was
playing devil's advocate.
And then there was another one when, how do you protect yourself? How do you create a shield when you give an idea and it doesn't get the reaction you wanted it to get?
そう自分の意見やアイディアをちょっと自信満々に言ったにもかかわらず全然オーディエンスに刺さってないじゃんなんか滑ってるなっていう時に自分をフォローするフレーズもありましたそれは Just some food for thought
But often these urawazas are when you're not feeling very confident
あまり自信がない時にね、使うものが多かったですね
But what should you do when you are confident? You're so confident. You have a good strategy. You have the correct information.
めちゃくちゃ自信があって、いい戦略もあって、それはすごくいいことだから、そのまま言えばいいんじゃないの?
We do like to tell our listeners to be confident, but...
But?
Sometimes, being too confident can seem like arrogance.
あら、自信ありすぎても、よくない。まあ、高圧的に arrogant...に高圧的偉そうすぎるように見えてしまってもさすがにダメ、
yeah.
外資系企業でも
It might not seem like you're giving an opinion It might seem like you're
Directing
Giving、yeah. orders
そうねあまりにもボスになっちゃってももちろんダメですよね、チームプレイヤーとして協力的な姿勢を保たなければいけません
So in this episode of 外資系ウラワザ英語、
yes.
We're going to introduce an ウラワザ to help you deal with thatDifficult, Terumi.
Yeah, it is difficult. Confident, but not too confident, right?
Yeah, I think that line,
yeah.
that border between confidence and arrogance is very difficult.
そうよね。自信あるように見えるっていうのが外資系ではとにかく大事だって言われてる。まあ、かといって偉そうすぎるというか、もう独断的で。なんかなんでしょうね相手の意見も聞かないみたいな人に思われてしまってはいけない、まあ、そこの線引きって難しいですよ、yeah.
I think confidence is when you're really comfortable with yourself how you look、how what your opinions are、
自分の意見だとかどのように見えてるかだとかそういったものを心地よく感じている時に本当の自信っていうのは持っているものだってことね、
And then arrogance is when you use that confidenceAnd you try to make other people feel inferior.
Haha, arrogance, 傲慢さって言えばいいのかな。そういうのは、まあその自信を使って他の人をちょっと inferior、ちょっと劣等感を覚えさせてしまうような時に、まあ生じてしまうものですね。
But I think the real difficulty is often you don't realize that's how you're making people feel.
あ、確かに。なんか他の人がなんか縮こまってしまったり、なんか劣等感を感じてしまうように。こう自分がさせてるっていうことはなかなか自分じゃ気づかないものですよね。
Yeah. You know, I think being confident is what we want to see with your English in a gaishike.
そうね。
But arrogant people, even they don't always do well in gaishike.
自信がある人は、まあ、外資系企業ではやっぱり重宝されるし、うまくやっていくけども、やっぱ自信がありすぎてアロガントになってる人はうまくはやっていけないものですか。
Yeah. Because they're not team players.
そうか、チームプレイヤー。だから人にやっぱりちょっとね人を縮こまらせてしまうような人はね いいチームプレイヤーとはちょっと言えないということで、うんうん、それはそれでよろしくないんじゃないかということですね。
Because I think ultimately you want to be a good team player. You want to be trusted. And if you're too arrogant, no one wants to work with you.
ね、そうね、究極的にはね、いいチームプレイヤーとしてね、信頼されて働きたいものですけれどもね、あまりにも偉そうで傲慢だと誰も一緒に働きたいって思ってもらえないし、まあそういった話はね、陰でこちょこちょ、あの人ちょっとどうかと思うっていう話はやっぱされてしまうものですからね。
It's like thinking in terms of comedy.
Comedy.
Like when you're on stage,、うん、you need to be confident.
そうよ、お笑い芸人の人がステージに立つ以上は自信を持って堂々と、うんパフォームしなきゃいけないですよ。
But if it's too confident, too dour, or if it's too arrogant, then the audience don't really like you.
ああ、難しいな。でもそういうことあるかな。まあね、すごいめちゃくちゃ自信がありすぎて、なんか傲慢なっていうように見えてしまうとオーディエンスの心は離れてしまうよね。
Mm. Mm. So I think striking that balance is really, really important.
はい、そこのバランスどうしましょうか。
Yeah. So there is an Uda waza for this.
お、これを解決できる裏技がございます。
Maybe won't 解決 won't solve everything.
あ、この一つのドラえもんの道具みたいに全てを解決するかはわからないけども。
Yeah, and that's because being confident is all about body language and the way you behave, the way you listen to people as well. But this Uda waza should be a good little step to confidently give your opinion. But at the same time, appear like you are a team player.
お、じゃあこの裏技を知っとけば自信満々でいられるし、さらにまあだからといってちょっとなんかいけすかないやつっていうふうには見られずに、うん、チームプレイヤーとしてもあいいやつだよねっていうままにいられる、そんな裏技があるんですね。
So when you've got an opinion and you're 100% certain it's correct.
うん、100% 自信がある意見。
Yeah. Before you say it, you say, correct me if I'm wrong.
出た Correct me if I'm wrong. 私が間違ってたら正してください。Yeah. あ、ちょっと謙虚だ。Humbleness.
Sounds like you're humble. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you only use it when、mm-hmm. you know you're 100% right.
あ、なるほどね。本当に自信がない時には使っちゃダメなわけで。Mm.あの合ってるって分かってるけども 100% 合ってる意見をバーンってぶつけると、うん、ちょっとなんか感じ悪いってなっちゃうから、こういったちょっと遠慮じゃないけど前置きをすることで、うん、ちょっと和らぐんだね。
And you can make it even more polite by saying Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Please correct me if I'm wrong って頭につけてから、まあこれは正しいだろうっていう意見を言えば大丈夫。
And you can use it either at the beginning of a sentence or a statementBut if you've accidentally come in too strong, you can use it to save yourself at the end and just, you give your opinion like,、oh, the temperature is in Tokyo is way too hot. We should move the marathon to Sapporo. Correct me if I'm wrong.
だから頭に使ってもいいし、まあ、先にバーって言っちゃった、正論言っちゃった時に後付けで使うこともできるということですね。便利だな。
Yeah. And it's also useful whenDismissing other people's opinions with facts.
え、他の人の意見を、まあ、ちょっと否定するときにも使える。
Often, if with data, yeah.
Wasn't it like a, is it similar to playing devil's advocate?
Yeah, similar. I think devil's advocate is more useful for like brainstorming suggestions or ideas. Like for example, so imagine someone has...said last month the sales were up 20%.
Yes.
But they used, let's say for example, they used the wrong、currency exchange.
Okay. じゃあセールスが 20% 上がったけども、為替レートが間違ってた。
Yeah. So in that case, you can't say playing devil's advocate.
なるほどね。ああ、シンプルに誰かがした計算が間違えてたって時には、それを否定するのを、あの、指摘するときには、playing devil's advocate、あなた間違えてないっていうのはとても不自然。
Yeah.
なるほど、playing devil's advocate ってのはなんか意見だとか、あれか、 あの正しいかどうかっていうのが白黒でつけられないような時に使うと、うん、で今回の Correct me if I'm wrong っていうのは、まあ、完全に間違ってる、
yeah. Yeah.
その為替レートが完全あこの人間違ってるななんていう時に、
yeah.
それを指摘する時に使えるのが Correct me if I'm wrong なんだ、
Because、
なるほど
if, he, if, instead, if he just went excuse me、mm-hmm. You've got the wrong exchange rate、
mm-hmm.
That might be too direct
そうね
Especially if it's like a boss、mm-hmm. Someone that's more senior than you
あなるほどねもし自分の上司だとかボスの間違いを指摘する時に間違ってますよっていうのは、yeah. まあちょっと失礼というか、アラゲンにもなるので、yeah. そういう時にこそ、correct me if I'm wrong と言って、yeah. ちょっと指摘すると、すごい上品な感じに訂正できると。
Yeah. You can say, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you may have used the incorrect number, the incorrect exchange rate in your calculation.
紳士的だ。なるほど。
Yeah. Okay, let's look at this in action.
Buddha was an ego. Business English is so hard.
So, you use this、
mm-hmm.
in very similar structure、
mm-hmm.
to playing devil's advocate.
Ah, playing devil's advocate と似たような構造の中で使えるんですね。Correct me if I'm wrong.
You know, when you're preparing to give a very definitive opinion.
ほう、もう断定的な意見を、mm-hmm. はい、伝えるという時に。
So, same as playing devil's advocate,、
mm-hmm.
ideally, you say it at the beginning.、
Mm-hmm.最初に言うのが理想的なのね。
But if you've forgotten,、
mm-hmm.
you can say it at the end. So before you speak, you know what you want to say,、
mm-hmm.
but instead of saying your opinion, you say,、
mm-hmm.
correct me if I'm wrong.、
Mm.
And then you pause.
あ、ポーズがここでも必要なんだ。はい。
So correct me if I'm wrong,、
はい、
pause.
緊張感が走ります。
But. Same as playing devil's advocate,But. And then after the pause, after the but, you then give your opinion.
なるほど。もうここはオピニオン、意見というよりも本当にこの間違いを指摘するとか、
yeah.
そういう時にね、yeah. 使えるのが、correct、yeah. me if I'm wrong.、
Often it's good to say it in the form of a question.
ああ、質問の時によく使うんだ。
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but, Do you think you might have used the wrong exchange rate in that calculation?
はいはいはい。ちょっと私が間違ってるかもしれないんですけど、ってやつよね、日本語で言うとね。すいません、ちょっと私の勘違いかもしれないですけど、ちょっと為替レート間違ってたりしないですかね、みたいな感じで、ちょっと柔らかくものを相手のミスを伝えるのにぴったりのフレーズですね。
And if you don't say it in the form of a question, at the end of the statement, you can add on something like, don't you agree?
あははははもし質問の形式じゃなかったとしても Don't you agree?、あなたもそう思いませんかみたいな風に使える
Because what we're doing here kind of、
mm-hmm.
is turning a one-way delivery of information、
mm-hmm.
into a two-way conversation
In terms of communication
Yeah
なるほどやっぱ一方的にそうか一方的にあなた間違ってますよっていうのではなくて、もうそこからどう思いますかっていうようにまたボールを返さなきゃいけないから、そのために質問文にしたり、
yeah.
Don't you agree? って最後につけたりするといいということでね。
Yeah.
なるほど。
And I think that final step is important because, you know, you're looking, you don't want to appear arrogant, you don't want to appear like you're telling people what to do.
そう偉そうに見えたり、人に命令してるみたいにバスに見えてはいけませんからね。
So let's take a look at this in action and we'll go to our textbook to hear some examples. Example 1, not using, correct me if I'm wrong. Team Japan here.
BJ, thank you for joining today. I just want to go over the pricing strategy for the new t-shirt launch.
Oh, we are very excited about the new t-shirt launch.
Yeah, the SRP is 4,000 yen, so with an 8% sales tax, that's 4,320 yen.
Yeah, Ruben, I think you'll find the sales tax now is 10% in Japan, so the correct price is actually 4,400 yen.
Okay, that's embarrassing. Sorry about that.
Example 2, using the urawaza...Correct me if I'm wrong. Team Japan here.
BJ, thank you for joining today. I just want to go over the pricing strategy for the new t-shirt launch.
Oh, we are very excited about the new t-shirt launch.
Yeah, the SRP is 4,000 yen, so with an 8% sales tax, that's 4,320 yen.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the sales tax rise to 10%? So the correct price would be 4,400 yen? Don't you agree?
Oh, no, you're right. Thank you for that, BJ.
はあ、あの BJ をアロゲントに見せないだけじゃなくて、ルーベンのメンツを保つ。
Yeah. So the first case, I was just pointing at him saying, you've got it wrong.
そんな風に見えた。
Because the first one,、uh-huh. I was essentially just saying, you're wrong, you're、yeah. incorrect, you're、so、stupid.
That made him feel inferior,、yeah. I think.
Where the second one kept...、Mm.Like the team spirit intact, mm-hmm. made everyone feel like we're, you know, we all made the mistake.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. だからね、ちょっとのミス、やっぱりね、会議とかでね、明らかなミスをしてしまうとちょっと恥ずかしいけれども、mm. その恥ずかしいって感じずに済むというか、メンツを保ってあげる言い方だったなと思ったから、I think it's good for both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, when I was hearing the second example,、mm-hmm. I almost felt like if you want to talk about playing devil's advocate,、mm-hmm. BJ could have said something like, right at the end,Oh, and playing as devil's advocate, don't you think some consumers might find 4,000 yen too expensive? Which isn't a definitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a, what did you call it? Shirokuro.
It's
not a black and white.
Shirokuro, なんかその間違ってるとか合ってるとかの事実ではなくて、一つの意見。
意見。So the sales tax、mm-hmm. is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to use...
Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. ね、その
Whereas whether the price is too high, too low, that's just BJ's opinion.
そうね。T シャツちょっと4000円高くないって思うのは BJ の意見だから、そういった時に使うのが playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, so they're similar, but slightly different.
本当だ。なんかこうしてみると全然その2つが似てるけど違うんだなってことだね。よくわかりました。
Okay, let's have some practice.
Let's go!
Practice one. Okay, Terumi, we're going to have dinner next week in Kichijoji. I think I'm going to be traveling by the Odakyu line.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Good.
But isn't Kichijoji only on JR and Inokashira line?
Oh, yes, you're right. Thank you for saving me making the mistake.
No worries.
Really good. So you said, correct me if I'm wrong. And the other important thing was you asked me as a question, isn't Kichijoji?
Oh,
like、
yeah.
you know Kichijoji、uh-huh. isn't on the Odakyu line.
Is it?
Sorry, I know we have some listeners away from Japan and away from Tokyo, but these are train lines in Tokyo.
そうね、Kichijoji 駅は小田急線は止まりません。JR か、そして井の頭線ですね。
Practice two. Okay, Terumi, I'm going to give you a sentence now.
Mm-hmm.
Add an opinion, add a fact, add something you're really, really confident about, but、mm-hmm. do it in a soft manner that isn't arrogant.
Okay.
So, in Japan, LINE is the most popular messaging service, and Yahoo is still a very popular search engine.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they merge businesses very recently?
Good, good. Okay, and again, why would LINE want to merge with Yahoo? Yahoo, their search business is so far behind Google.
Yes, their search business is behind, but correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they own PayPay? LINE Pay and PayPay is a powerful payments business, don't you think?
Very, very good there. So, in that case, I was giving opinions about Yahoo and LINE,、
uh-huh.
despite having not heard the big news recently.
なるほど。
That they, how do you say, merge?
合併。
So those two businesses merged, and I was talking about them in two separate things.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then also the second part,、
mm-hmm.
I was talking about Yahoo just as a search company. So I was kind of ignorant there. And you kind of helped me out, pointed out the fact that I was giving maybe uninformed, not very clever opinions. But you did it in a very soft manner.
ちゃんとできてました、私。
I thought that was great, actually. You moved the conversation along.
会話も進めたしね。
And added correct information.
情報も付け加えたし。なるほど。
In no way did I feel attacked. Or as if you were making me sound stupid.
Okay, so I saved your face?
You saved my face.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Okay, so this... Correct me if I'm wrong, は本当 magical phrase ですね。
It's a really strong phrase. I think it's also good for Japanese people because、I think in Japanese business, often you have to appear humble.
そうね、日本人はまあ謙虚さとか礼儀正しさとかちょっと、ね、まあなんか謙虚な姿勢は好まれますからね。
Yeah.
Yeah. So、日本語でもよく使うからな、これ。
What would you say in Japanese?
私が間違ってるかもしれないですけど、とかね。まあよく前置きで使います。Yeah. もちろんね、使いすぎは良くないかもしれないけれども、まあ相手が明らかに間違ってるななんて時には使うとね、とても感じが良くなるのではないでしょうか。
So yeah, I think this is a great phrase that you can give your very arrogant, 偉そうな opinions, but in a very humble, non-arrogant manner. Okay, well that was another great episode.
いや、素晴らしい裏技でしたね。
As I think about it, this is one of the hardest ones to use.
これ一番難しい。You said that in the Devil's Advocate episode as well.
Yeah, I think that was hard in terms of English content. Like Devil's Advocate is a very unnatural phrase. It doesn't...
そうね。あんまり普段口にしない言葉たちですよね。
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, is more natural, easy English, but getting the usage right.Is maybe more difficult.
なるほど。まあ英語としてはそんな難しい言葉が出てくるわけじゃないけれども、自然に使うのはちょっと難しいかもしれません。
Which is why I would recommend our listeners to look at our worksheets as well.
というわけで、ちょっとどうやって使っていいかわからないよというリスナーさんにはね、私たちが提供させていただいてますワークシートをぜひ使っていただけたらと思います。
So Google or Yahoo.Search, Gaishike Urowaza Eigo, and you'll find all the worksheets for every single episode on our homepage.
Gaishike Urowaza Eigo で googled ね、Yahoo で検索していただけたら、Gaishike Urowaza Eigo のホームページあります。そこにすべてのエピソードのワークシートがアップされていますので、ぜひ活用してください。
Because up to now, and we've said it many, many times, in Gaishike, confidence is the key point.
もう今までずっと言ってますけれども、外資系企業ではやっぱ自信があるかのように振る舞うことはとても大事。まあ、あるかのようにというか、まあ、自信そのものが大事ですね。
But make sure you do not become arrogant or overconfident.
でも自信を持ちすぎたりだとか、偉そうに見えてしまってはいけません。
And always try to be inclusive of your colleagues.
ちゃんとその一人で誰かを置いてってしまうのではなくて、あと誰かを疎外感を感じさせたり、それこそ劣等感を感じさせてしまうのではなくて、チームメンバーとして、みんなを何内包する、包括するというかね、チームをちゃんとみんな仲間だよという意識はちゃんとね、持ったまま、いろいろ仕事を進めてほしいなと思います。
So try to work with other people nicely and keep using these urowazas to help your career. Unfortunately, there is no way to practice in Japan.
Correct me if I'm wrong.But I think you can practice them on Cambly. They can log on anytime to practice with Cambly Eikaiwa on demand. Don't you agree?
Do you know what? I really do agree. Honestly, go on to Cambly, CAMBLY.com, and we've got a special code, Urowaza, in kanji, and you get a 15-minute free lesson, and you can practice.
Cambly のアプリをダウンロードして裏技と漢字2文字で入力するだけでなんと15分の無料レッスンを受けられます。ぜひ今日習った Correct me if I'm wrong 練習してみてくださいね。
Okay, well thank you very much and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, see you next week. Bye bye. 裏技エゴ無駄をいらない